This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com. And today we have joining us by phone for an exclusive interview is Leslie Manoukian. She's the co-creator of The Greater Good. It's a documentary about vaccines that dares to ask the questions that scientists refuse to ask. Yeah, you know, actual common sense questions about, hey, is it safe? Is it hurting anybody? And should it be mandated? Or should we have some freedom to decide what kind of healthcare procedures we want to be treated with? So here to address those issues and much more is Leslie joining us by phone. Hi, Leslie. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
You bet. Awesome to have you with us. Did I get your title right? Are you the co-creator of the film? Is that right?
Yeah, well, the film was my idea. About 11 years ago, I learned that there were some potential causes for concern relating to vaccines, which was a shock to me because I'd always thought that they were like candy, that they couldn't possibly cause harm. Of course, we know candy can cause harm, but I didn't think that there was any reason to believe that vaccines were anything but the greatest gift to humankind. And then I read a book that made me think otherwise or made me start questioning some of those things that I'd believed. And so the film is a result of 11 years of research and dreaming about how to address this topic and a desire to go out and meet as many people in the industry, in the science as I possibly could, and tell their stories and their perspectives.
Now, first, what's the website where people can see the previews of your film and get the DVD? And then secondly, how long did it take you to create this film?
Our website is greatergoodmovie.org, and we also have links to Facebook and Twitter and things from there. If you go to the website, you can see the trailer and you can get all the background information, and there are many, many resources there as well. And as I mentioned, it took about 11 years from me first dreaming about making the film until completing it. Once we actually started production and really storyboarding and creating the film, that took about 5 years. It's a very, very intensive project, as you can imagine, in particular because it's such an inflammatory, incendiary kind of a topic, and we wanted to make sure that we really understood the nuts and bolts of what we did and didn't know about vaccine science, what we did and didn't know about how vaccines act in the body, and that we accurately portrayed that to the American public.
But isn't that interesting that in today's age of extreme vaccine politics, where the science has admittedly been thrown out the window, it's really all just about, you know, what's politically correct now. I would imagine that you would be viciously attacked by the vaccine industry for just merely reporting actual scientific facts. Have you found that to be the case, or what has been the reaction so far?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. We did the film festival circuit for the first year that the film was complete, and we had an official from CDC actually come to one of our screenings last summer. And in the course of conversation with one of my partners afterwards, the CDC official said that he believed that that there was probably an expectation or a hope that the film would die a slow, quiet death amongst the vaccine authorities. And so I think it's been very interesting that we've actually been met with a lot of silence. You know, we went to many, many film festivals that are some of the most acclaimed, prestigious film festivals, and we were told by these film festivals that they loved our film, that they thought it was incredibly well produced, beautifully told, beautifully shot, provocative, and that they wanted the film in their film festivals. And somebody over their heads in several of these festivals said no, and they told us that their hands were tied.
Oh, yeah. Well, we find that throughout the vaccine industry. It's no longer about science. It's about control.
But I think it's interesting that this even pertains to the media, Mike, because yes, that's the case in the mainstream media. But when you get to what most people would think are actually a safe place to get information, independent film festivals, you would have thought that they would be daring enough to actually want to explore important social and public health issues today. And yet somebody tied their hands. we found that very, very interesting and very sad.
Well, it's funny, you know, a lot of people out there, they might say, well, they don't believe in conspiracy theories until they actually get involved in a project like this, when you find out there is really a concerted effort to censor your message because your message threatens the entire, the false philosophical delusions, you might say, of the vaccine industry. And let's talk about that next. One of the key elements that scientists, so-called scientists, put forth, well, I guess the core beliefs are, number one, vaccines always work. Number two, vaccines never harm people. And number three, they should be mandated for everyone because of the greater good, which is the title of your film. You know, do you want to address some of the key delusions of the vaccine industry, or would you even call them that?
Well, I think that the vaccine industry, and that includes the powers that be in government and federal regulatory agencies, they have wed themselves to the notion that vaccines can do no harm, that it's okay to sacrifice some for the greater good, and that that vaccines always work. So I think it's really important to understand that they are wed to that, and therefore they have a very vested interest in protecting that image in the public domain, and huge efforts are put towards that. You know, there's reputational risk, there's clearly monetary risk, and people are very afraid about talking about this issue because there's fear too. No parent wants to think that they are deliberately endangering their own child. And so there's this perfect storm where people want to believe that something can save them and protect them, despite the fact that we all know that life carries risks. But it creates this perfect situation for there to be a certain amount of control of the message and people to believe it and buy it without really questioning it. So if you really want to get to the basics on the science, some of the main points we make in the film are that there actually is science out there linking vaccines to a whole host of very damaging conditions that start with something as benign as, say, allergies, and end with something as extreme as death. And in between, there's multiple sclerosis and rheumatoid arthritis and asthma and learning disabilities and behavioral problems and inflammation of the brain and all these things. The question really is, why is the science not being discussed in the mainstream? Why aren't parents made aware that this science exists so that they can, in fact, make an informed decision about vaccination? Well, I think that's really one of the most important things for us to think about.
Yeah, ultimately, it comes down to, why is the science abandoned by the vaccine industry? I mean, why can't we ask scientific questions? Why can't we have an actual scientific clinical trial, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled trial that compares the outcomes of vaccinated children versus unvaccinated children? I mean, they in fact, their answer to that, as you well know, Leslie, is, oh, it would be unethical to have a group that we didn't vaccinate. I mean, come on, that's total quackery. That's a complete abandonment of the basic principles of science. That's not science at all. That's just hucksterism, really.
Of course it is, but it's even worse than that, because we actually asked the CDC that very question when we were there. I actually asked the deputy director of the immunization program why she didn't just put all the fears to rest and do the study comparing the vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. And her first comment was that it would be very, very difficult to find the 50,000 children. Now, the reality is that there are about 40 to 50,000 unvaccinated children every year.
Yeah.
Finding 50,000 children amongst the hundreds of thousands or millions of children who are not vaccinated would not be that tough, number one. Number two, what she then did was really go on and say that it would be too difficult to do the study, and it would also be confusing potentially, because people who vaccinate their kids might eat different kind of broccoli than people who don't vaccinate their kids. And I think what she was trying to say was that there might be some confounding factors like pesticide use or something like that. And I think what it really gets to is the heart of the issue, which is there is great resistance to do this research, and probably for very good reason, because there have been some independent surveys done looking at the health of health and well-being of unvaccinated kids compared to the health and well-being of the mainstream children, you know, the average medical statistics that you see. And the several surveys that I've seen have showed that there's a distinct difference in the health and well-being with the unvaccinated kids being much, much healthier than the kids who've been fully vaccinated. So I think there's a clear resistance to doing that. And the question is, why are we as a public accepting these kind of spurious reasons for avoiding the research?
Well, yeah, that's really the key. And yet those who are pushing the vaccines or pimping the vaccines, you might say, they always claim to have science on their side. They claim that they're acting out of the gold standard of evidence-based medicine. But that's just a lie.
Let's talk about that, Mike, though, because first of all, like I said, there is all this research linking vaccines to all these conditions, like I said, rheumatoid arthritis and asthma and death and inflammation of the brain and brain damage. But the other thing that's so critical to understand is that the studies that the authorities hold up as evidence that vaccines can do no harm are very seriously flawed. If you look at those studies, the vast majority of those studies do not use a proper placebo. In fact, they are allowed to use a solution that can contain thimerosal, which is mercury, or aluminum, or another vaccine. So they're not actually using a placebo. That's one thing. The next thing is...
Wait a second, Leslie. I want the audience to understand why that's important, because it means the control group is being injected with the same poisons, you know, the aluminum, the mercury, and so on, as the vaccinated group, which means that both groups will do poorly. They'll both have neurological damage, which means the vaccinated group will appear to have no excessive neurological damage, which will be the justification for the scientists to declare vaccines are safe. Is that right?
Let me give you a great example. When Merck originally did its Gardasil trials, they did 6 or 7 independent, you know, studies, or they had 6 or 7 clinical sites that they used. And they took all the data from those and they bulked them all together. Well, only one of those 6 or 7 used a saline placebo. The others, meaning that it was something that was inert or inactive and couldn't cause harm. All the others used aluminum as their placebo.
Well, that's just and evil.
And when they published the data, they bulked it all together. So you could not actually ascertain what the difference was between someone who received a genuine placebo, one of the very, very, you know, the only group, or the other five or six groups that received aluminum. And when you looked at the aggregated data, it showed that those who received a placebo had injection site swelling and severe pain and induration, which is a hardening at the site, in the upper 60s. So 60-some percent of the people who received the placebo had these kinds of side effects.
Incredible.
Of the people who received the vaccine, around 72 or 73%, it was in the low 70s, had the same kinds of side effects, but it was dismissed as being statistically insignificant because, exactly as you just stated, there wasn't a big difference between the vaccinated group and the quote-unquote control group.
But you know this.
So yes, it's deliberately used to skew the results.
This is a clear example of scientific fraud. And when you look at the vaccine industry, when you really look hard at it and start asking common sense questions, that's what you find is fraud, corruption, bribery, money laundering. In fact, we saw that with one of the former CDC officials who took his vaccine grant money and used it to buy luxury homes and cars and a motorcycle, I think. He was indicted by a federal grand jury in Atlanta. You find what many people would call truly criminal behavior. How much of that is touched on in your film, The Greater Good?
Well, we do talk about the conflicts of interest and the concerns that exist relating to the pharmaceutical industry and their very close ties with federal agencies. And one thing we don't touch on in the movie is the fact that the former head of the CDC, when President Obama was elected, she had a year off, basically. Obama elected appointed a new CDC head, and the former head of the CDC, who'd been there for, I think, 7 or 8 years,
Dr. Julie Gerberding.
Yes. Yeah. She then, a year later, went and became the president of Merck Vaccines globally. So
right.
These kind of things are happening all the time. But if you really drill down to the actual committees that make the decisions, there's an organization, or a committee rather, called the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and it's a sub-board of the CDC. This is populated with scientists and many individuals, many scientists who actually have ties or are paid by the pharmaceutical industry, and yet they're allowed to vote on new vaccine recommendations, on new vaccine approvals and things like this, and they don't recuse themselves, and all they have to do is sign a declaration that they have a conflict every year. And that program was only implemented a couple of years ago. Before a couple of years ago, no one ever had to sign anything.
You know,
this kind of thing happens all the time, and you know, some of them even own patents on vaccines, and yet they're allowed to make policy decisions that affect every American, and that just doesn't really hold water, does it, from an ethical standpoint?
Well, it's very clear, Leslie, that this is all really about circling the wagons. It's about big business making money. It's about corruption. It's about sacrificing human lives in order to make more money. I mean, it's really about the darkest side of humanity. It all comes out in the vaccine industry, and much of it is covered in your movie. I want to give out your movie web address one more time. It's greatergoodmovie.com. Or .org?
.org. Greatergoodmovie.org.
You can also get instant access to the entire film through naturalnews.com. Just go to naturalnews.com and search for The Greater Good to find those links. And Leslie, people can get the DVDs at your site, is that right?
Yeah, they can get the DVDs at our site at greatergoodmovie.org. And they can also get a bunch of supporting information and supporting materials on your website. So if they do purchase to view the online stream, they get access to a variety of materials that have links and all the supporting data that shows, that basically documents every fact that's stated in the film and also answers the most frequently asked questions or fast facts that you might want to know about vaccines.
All right, that's really great information, Leslie. Thanks for sharing your time with us in this segment. It's been good talking with you on this, and let's explore more in another segment. And folks, if you want to watch more of this ongoing interview, just search for The Greater Good on YouTube or tv.naturalnews.com, where we're posting these videos. Thanks for joining me today, Leslie.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Now stay with us. We're going to do another segment with Leslie Manoukian here. Check out the movie, greatergoodmovie.org. This is a must-see film. At least watch the trailer. If you don't get the film, at least watch the trailer. This is, I call it a game changer. This is the film that dares to ask the courageous questions that modern scientists are scared to death that people will ask. Like, hey, where's the evidence, man? Where is the evidence that is safe and effective? Because that evidence does not exist. In fact, if you look at it, it shows evidence of harm. And children are being killed today by this industry. If you want to protect your children from these dangerous vaccines, at least inform yourself. Get the facts, get the information, get this film, The Greater Good. Thanks for joining me today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing
to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.